Ira? Oh. I don't know how much has changed since last night, but I'll try to answer anything I can, guys.
Anybody, how'd you come out injury-wise?
Pretty good.
Yeah, you know, Vandermeulen, we saw him get walked off. He's got an MR today, and we're waiting to hear the results, so let's hope that'll be okay, but that was it.
Dallas Clark did not play. I assume that was by design.
It was.
You don't need him to see it. You don't need to see him in this game. Is there an injury there?
No, he's okay. You know, just kind of being smart. He's got a couple. You know, he's gotten bumped a little bit, but nothing bad. We just wanted to make sure that we kind of work him into it at a good tempo.
And with Mark Barron?
Mark, we thought was going to go, but in warmups he felt the toe just wasn't ready to play. And, you know, I didn't want to mess around if he felt that way. Best we wait for a week.
Sometimes coaches get a different impression about what was good and what was bad after watching the tape. I'm sure you've seen it a few times. What was good and what was bad?
We played hard. That was good. Made a ton of mistakes. Execution errors, alignment errors, stance errors, things, you know, right from fundamental number one on. But when you play hard, sometimes you can make up for that. But we have a ton of corrections to make tonight. We made them on tape. Now we got to walk through them.
A couple of players afterwards, Josh Freeman and LeGarrette Blount, both said that they believe this team is going to run the ball a lot inside the red zone. Is that part of your philosophy? You just like to run it down there as much as you can and continue that running effort?
Well, I think in anything you have to mix it up. But you'd like to be able to do that, you know, if you can.
For us, that tailback battle between LeGarrette and Doug Martin, and they both had pretty good days, I thought. And ultimately, how will that be decided in the next two games, three games? Everything in practice, I mean, I know it's more than just what you see.
Well, I think no matter what decision is, they're both going to – I think they've both shown already that they're going to help us. So they're both going to run the ball. So I think it's going to be a fluid situation until somebody kind of distinguishes himself as deserving more touches, and then that'll go into that lead and trail back deal. But I can't tell you how that's going to go right now. I don't know.
Piggybacking on that question, could this go on into the season?
Sure. Yeah, until it happens, I'm not going to make it happen. If I feel it should go one way and the staff feels that way, then we'll do it. Otherwise, you know, they're two good backs, and you know, a lot of teams do that now in this day and age.
What did you think about your defensive line, the pressure that you were able to get on the quarterback? And it looked like they got pressure, they didn't get sacked, but the second and third group really did.
Yeah, early on I felt like, you know, we kind of moved the guy off the spot a little bit, which is the key. Later, I don't think we did as good a job, and I think that showed. You know, they threw for a lot of yards. So some of that was covered, some of it was lack of pressure. But, you know, overall I thought there were some good things. Some TFLs. I think we had 7 TFLs, which is a good thing. So, you know, if we can get a little bit closer to them, and you know, one of the things that's tricky is you spend the entire beginning of training camp, stay away from the quarterback, and then you just, you know, turn the switch on and go get the quarterback, sick him, you know. So we may have to work our way into that.
How did the rookies come out under the lights? Were you pleased with what you saw there?
Overall, yes. I think there was some of them that their eyes got a little big, you know. But that's good. They have that one behind them now, and now, you know, now let's see what they do the next three.
Situation with Barron, if he misses more time in games, does it become a concern that he may not be ready for this first regular season game, or do you think he's a guy who can step in and he'll be just fine going kind of cold, I guess?
Well, no. First of all, I think he'll be able to go. But if it keeps dragging on, then it certainly becomes a concern because there's something, you know, more wrong than we initially thought. But I don't think that's going to be the case. But again, until he starts going, you can't say that.
Nothing's perfect the first preseason game, and this is true probably around the league, but there was some missed tackles yesterday where you guys could have had a really big day. You mentioned the 7 tackles for losses. It's hard to practice that unless you practice it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the tackling overall, and how do you – with all the restrictions, how do you get better at it?
Well, you know, you see the circuit we do every day. We work on tackling, and although it's not live tackling, you're practicing the fundamental parts of the live tackle. We just need to get better. We need to do it more. So the more games we play, the better we should get. We just got done meeting with guys and pointing out, hey, here's an opportunity for this type of tackle, and this is why we missed it. So when we practice this drill now, put it, you know, connect the dots. This is why we're doing it. So hopefully the improvement will come. You know, we missed 12 tackles. So, you know, I've had games where you missed 18, 20 tackles, and you also had games where you missed 4 tackles. So, you know, 12's kind of, eh, not good, not the worst.
Penalties concern you at all?
Like I said last night, the penalty, you know, the alignment errors on the D-line was just because they were way off the ball. And our guys, we lined up on the linemen, which is I kick myself. I should have made sure I warned him against that more than I did. You know, the one we already talked about, it's not going to be a problem anymore. That I'm sure of. So as long as we learn from them. You know, we had 6 total. A lot of 6 for 36 or whatever it was. Guys would say, oh, I'll take that every day. But that's not what we're looking to do. And I don't know if they called it as tightly as they'll be called in the regular season either. So, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we're good.
Just back to the issue of pressure on the opposing quarterback, that's got to be a big priority here because of what happened in the last couple of years. And, in general, since the beginning of camp, do you see progress there?
I do. You know, it's a double-edged sword because you're rushing against yourself. Right. So I watch our one-on-one pass rush, and you know, when we get home, so to speak, when we get to the quarterback, I'm excited, but then I remember they just whooped our guy, and then when we get picked up. So, you know, it's good to see us against someone else. I thought that we did a couple things that if we had just rushed a little smarter, we probably would have had a couple sacks. You know, if we just covered just a little bit better. You know, it's a combination. You know, the famous, that's a coverage sack. Well, I haven't met one yet that's solely coverage or solely pressure. You know, if a guy's wide open, they're going to get it to him before you get hit. So I think it all works hand in hand. And we need to be a little bit better on both ends and a little smarter on both ends. And I think we'll get some more pressure.
Greg, your thoughts on DeMar Dotson last night? How did he grade out?
You know what? I thought he did a solid job. Yeah, you know, I'm sure he will use this experience, you know, and really use it as a reaching out or stepping out point. You know, I hope that's what he'll do with it. There's certain things that, you know, fundamentally he's got to get better at. But, I mean, it's a great story. I mean, the guy, you know, for having not played, what did he play, 1 year and it was defensive line in college. And, you know, now he's starting left tackle last night in an NFL football game. You know, good for him. And he's a guy you root for. He works his tail off. He's got a great attitude, great team guy. So you love when guys like that, you know, do well. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you coming over. Huh?